The Tarbox Ramblers play primitive rock and roll with a dose of fire and brimstone. The group's first album was mostly blues and country covers. Their latest release features songs written by singer and guitarist Michael Tarbox. It's titled A Fix Back East. Meredith Oakes has this review.
Listening to their mix of garagey blues, pre-war gospel, and twisted hillbilly roots, you'd never guess that Boston is their hometown. The only clue lies with Michael Tarbox. Within the gravelly conviction of his vocals, you can hear traces of Mark Sandman, the late singer of the Boston band Morphine. This is the Tarbox Ramblers' second album, and it delves even deeper into raw roots music than their debut, thanks to producer Jim Dickinson. A legend in Memphis music, Dickinson is known for his work with Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Big Star, and Aretha Franklin, among others. Dickinson's swampy influence brings out the Tarbox Ramblers' more menacing side, infusing the band's homemade rock and roll with a dose of rattlesnake venom and gospel-drenched howling. My favorite moment on the Tarbox Ramblers album is this cover of the song Country Blues by Doc Boggs. Boggs was a coal miner, moonshiner, and banjo player, an obscure Appalachian legend that the band reveals a profound understanding of. They stay true to the chunky rhythm and distressed holler of Boggs' original, but Michael Tarbox's open-tuned slide guitar takes the song to another level, one that might appeal to fans of the White Stripes, for example. By honoring the well-tread path of musicians who've come before them and adding contemporary influences, the Tarbox Ramblers forge a real link between modern garage rock and old, weird America.
The CD by the Tarbox Ramblers is called A Fix Back East. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.